You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Texans are 10-1 to win the game outright. The Patriots 1-20. The spread is set at 15. The Texans plus 15 at 10-11. The Patriots minus 15 at 10-11. The total points line is 44.5. The under 10-11 with the over at 10-11. And it's difficult to envisage a scenario where the Texans come out on top here, Gil. The Patriots did lose out when heavy favourites in the 42nd edition of the Super Bowl to the Giants. But I think it would be a much bigger shock if they were to lose here. How do you make a case for the Texans in this matchup, Gil?
Well, you can make a case for them against the spread just because it's so big. Right, 15 points. Yeah. I've even seen it as much as 17 in Las Vegas, up and down the strip. But in terms of the case, you're asking me to make a case for them to win. Here's my case. Brady goes down with a catastrophic injury in quarter number one. How's that?
I think they'd have to kidnap Garoppolo as well, though, Gil.
Maybe so. Maybe they'd have to get rid of two. Listen, Houston's defense is quite solid. Right, so they have a very credible defense to the Texans. So let's say something nice about them, and that's kind of where it stops. The Texans are, this is historically a big spread. This is for the postseason in the NFL. This is one of the biggest spreads in postseason history. It's at 15. It's tied for the fourth largest since 1978. I think it's tied for the fifth largest spread of all time in the NFL playoffs, if you go all the way back to Super Bowl III, throw that in there as well. And so I won't give you the details. I do so on my podcast, the Beating the Book podcast, game by game. We go through those. It's pretty rare what we're seeing here, and it's justified. The Patriots have been great. Brady has been sensational since coming back into the lineup in week five. And the Texans are historically bad in terms of playoff teams, especially division winners. Brock Osweiler scares nobody. And by the way, New England's defense, which we rarely talk about because Brady's so good, they take away big gains. They've only allowed 5 plays of 40 yards or more from scrimmage this season. They've given up the fewest points in the NFL this year, 250. Their point differential as a result is the largest in the NFL, plus 191. So does Houston have anything on offense that can keep up with Brady, even knowing that Houston's defense is pretty good? And the answer is they don't. So there really is no case for them to win this game. And I think you're right. If they were to somehow pull off an upset, I think we would all just be staring at our TV screen for a couple hours before we could process it.
You mentioned the positives for Houston are pretty much the defense, Gil, and only the defense. And Jadeveon Clowney has been key to that defense this season. He's finally realizing his potential now that he's injury free, and he has looked good, and he's getting better and better as the season goes on.
Yeah, he was a beast in college at South Carolina, and then decided to stay an extra year, where it appeared as though he either didn't care, was hurt. Anyway, he had a horrible senior season after just a ridiculous junior season, and so the questions began about Clowney then, but as you mentioned, Houston made him the number one pick in the draft. They had high hopes for him, and the injuries kicked in. At least that's how Jadeveon talks about it now. He's like, look, I was never fully healthy. So all the criticism that he got for being a slow starter in the NFL, people tended to look at his final season in college and conflate the two, I think. But yes, what a beast he has been. And last week against the Connor Cook-led Raiders, we saw that front and center.
Some stats I just want to spin through very quickly before we get your pick on this match, Gil. You mentioned the Houston Texans being the top-ranked defense in the league. Tom Brady is 7-0 all-time at home when facing the league's top-ranked defense. So you can scratch that straight away. And the Houston Texans have only scored 6 points in their last 2 meetings against New England back in Week 2. Earlier on this season and in December 2015. And one more as well. The Patriots averaged over 27 points per game this season, and the 27 that the Texans got against the Raiders last weekend tied their league high. So there are pretty much no positives for the Texans here, but the spread the spread is 15, Gil, and the spread is the great equalizer, as often has been mentioned on your podcast.
Yeah, it's the great equalizer indeed. And it's a lot of points. I just don't know, Dave, how the Texans score. Like, I just don't know. Like, can you just close your eyes for a second? Can you imagine Brock Osweiler leading them down the field for a long sustained drive and scoring against the Patriots defense at New England?
No.
I just don't. I can't even picture it. So the problem becomes, yeah, 15 is huge, but can the Texans score enough points to keep up with the Patriots, who are obviously going to score some? And, you know, I hate to simplify it like that, right? But I don't know how they score at all. So, you know, the total is, what, at 44 right now?
Yeah.
To me, this is New England or nothing in terms of the spread, and maybe really a lean to the under, because I don't think Houston's going to provide any points at all. I mean, maybe, you know, maybe a field goal, maybe something like that. But I don't see the Texans dropping 17 on them. So New England's going to have to do all that towards that total. So for me, it's a lean on New England on the spread and a lean to the under.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.